Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, grant us with all boldness we could speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. Oh, do you see this? Do you see this? Are they praying for the Spirit of God to move?
Yes.
Notice what comes first. Bold proclamation of the word. Then, stretching forth of the hand, the manifestation of the power of God, the Spirit of God. What's associated with it? Healings, signs, wonders. To the glory of Paul and Peter and... No. By the name of your holy child Jesus. All these healings, all these signs, all these wonders are going to manifest the word, and they're going to magnify Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do we have a desire for Jesus to be magnified and manifested in this place and from this place? Are healings a part of it?
Yes.
Is prosperity a part of it?
Yes.
And is it centered around the word? Jesus in the beginning of it, in the middle of it, and in the end of it. Yes. Is this the moving of the Spirit? Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Man, that's the instantaneous answer to the prayer. Right? Boom, right there. The Holy Ghost was in agreement with what they're praying. Right? They're in line with Him, what He wants, what He desires, what He knows. Thank you, Master. Go back to the book of Luke 4, and I think we'll close with this. Luke 4. We've seen it, we've talked about it, but let's repeat it. The Spirit of God moves to manifest the Word and to magnify Jesus. The Word. Now, Luke chapter 4, remember what we just got through reading? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and He went about doing good and healing. Is healing good or bad? Well, then is sickness good or bad? It's bad. I mean, if you had the clarity of one of our three-year-olds in Faith Life Church, you'd just be so much better off. God is a good God.
Yes.
He does good things.
Yes.
The devil is a bad devil.
Yes.
He does bad things.
Amen.
If it's good,
it's God.
If it's bad,
it's
not God. It's the devil. So you have to grow up and get edumacated to get confused and think that God and the devil swap places sometimes, and they're working together on some stuff. And if they are, we've had it. No, it's a lie. The psalmist said God is good and He does good. And healing's good. Sickness is bad. Blessed is good. Broke is bad. Now, do you wonder why I keep saying these things? Not everybody believes this. They're still looking like, well, now. Sometimes you just never know. Well, it's easier to believe that and perish than to take responsibility. That we're supposed to find out the will of God. And we're supposed to have faith and stand and resist. It's easier just to be lazy and just bump along and float along in life. Whatever is and whatever will be, it's just all up to the Lord. He told us to do something. He told us to take authority. Use our faith. Be overcomers. In Luke 4, we see what was described in Acts 10. Luke 4. Jesus had just come through the wilderness temptation. Chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus being what?
Full
of the Holy Ghost. He returned from Jordan and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And you know how he overcame every temptation, 40 days, 40 nights, but didn't give in one time. He's my hero. How about you? Verse 14, having come out, overcoming the temptation, Jesus returned, how? In the power of the Spirit. Would it have been the same if he had yielded to temptation? Would he have come out in the power? Do you see why the enemy works on us?
Yes.
Tempts us. Why? Not just so he can say, goody, goody, got you to sin. Because it keeps you faithless and powerless. Condemnation is the faith destroyer. You can't be full of guilt and shame and full of faith and power. You can't. Somebody says, well, what do I do, Brother Keith? I am full of guilt and shame. Confess your sin. Ask God to forgive you. Receive your forgiveness. Receive your righteousness restored. Now, if you're going to go do it again tomorrow, it's going to be hard to maintain any sense of righteousness. And if you just fall day after day after day, you're not going to live a powerful life. You're going to live a defeated life. Is there any connection between being obedient, keeping yourself separate and clean, and walking in greater faith, greater power? Jesus is the ultimate example now, isn't he? He did not yield at all. He didn't succumb to temptation at all. And here he comes. Oh, in the power of the Spirit. Read it. Put yourself here. Put yourself here. Here comes Jesus out of the wilderness. Hadn't eaten in 40 days and nights, but he looks pretty powerful. He comes out in the power of the Spirit. And just in the next hours and the next days, a fame goes all around the community. Why? They knew him. They'd seen him. What's different now? What's different now? The moving of the Spirit. The demonstration of the Spirit. The manifestation of the Spirit. And power. 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 And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. What does the Spirit do? Manifest the Word. Glorifies Jesus. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, so he did this other places. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. And there was delivered to him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And of all the scriptures, in all the word that he could have picked, this is the one. Out of all of them in Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy and on and on and on. All the prophets, all the law. Out of all of them, he picks this. What does he say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach and proclaim the good news to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. One thing we need to realize, how many times he said preach. Preach, preach, preach. Why? Because what does the Holy Ghost do? He manifests the Word. There's got to be the Word. Right? So I'm ministered in the power. Well, you better get ministered in the Word then. Because the power comes to confirm and manifest the Word. The Word. So to proclaim it, to proclaim it, the bolder we are, not arrogant now, but just confident, to proclaim the word of healing, the more power we're going to see manifested in healing. The bolder we are to proclaim the word of prosperity and plenty, the more power we'll see manifested. And it'll all be done in the way that Jesus is the most seen and the most exalted and the most glorified. And he closed the book and he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." You know, it talks about prior to this, you know, when he, if you put all the Matthew, Mark, and Luke together, you see when he first came out, he went into certain places and demons cried out and they said, "Oh, we know you. Have you come to torment us before the time?" You know, why any child of God would be afraid of a demon is just silly. Yeah. They're little defeated, bodiless, a lot of them monkey-like, little imp creatures that are scared of you. Did you hear me? Yes. And they hollered and said, "Oh, don't hurt us, don't hurt us, don't hurt us. You've come to torment us." This is what Christians huddle up because they've seen too many dumb movies. Yes. Did you hear me? They said too many dumb movies. Are these great, big, awful, hairy demons? They're scared of you. If you know who you are, they're scared of you. And people were delivered, and people were healed, and the services were shook, and he taught with power, and people had left and said, "Whoo, glory to God, did you feel that power? Man, he don't talk like the scribes. He's not talking philosophy and footnotes and Greek and Hebrew. It's power. It's power. Healing, deliverance, power." Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me